We have a stranger.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
In a while. It's a pleasure. Mayor Peduto, how are you, sir?
Hey, people.
Hey.
Hey.
He sounds just like you, Marty.
Hey.
You sound like you're in a cave.
No, I'm in my office.
Oh, okay, good.
It's that big.
Cavernous.
Hey, Mayor, before we get to the nuts and bolts or the minutiae or whatever you want to call it, you know, I've been around a long time, and I take a lot of crap through social media and on Facebook, but I'm serious about this. In my career, and I'm an old guy, I've never seen anybody who takes more, and I mean hate, Mayor, over whatever it might be, bike lanes, guns.
He's
honestly,
laughing.
Your beard. And I'm curious as to, yeah. Honestly, Mayor, I what I do is I block everybody and then try and go to the gold moments of people that love what I'm doing.
Right.
What do you do? How do you manage it?
A little bit of bourbon.
Yeah?
There you go. Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah. No, here's what I do. Number one, I've never blocked anyone except one person who is using obscenities on my Facebook
right.
page, and my nieces and nephews read that stuff, and I ask them to stop it, and they wouldn't do it. The second thing is I read it, so I may not respond to it, but people have a newfound ability to communicate directly with elected officials, and there's a good thing to this, and I try and find it for whatever it can be. And for the ones that use obscene or abusive behavior or language, I mute it. My staff doesn't mute it, as they monitor the page, because there have been legitimate threats from some individuals that have dealing with their own issues, but we've had to follow up on. So they watch and monitor, and I mute the ones that are staying away from a good debate and just want to...
Right.
Basically.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You got to be in charge of it and make sure it's safe. But
and the other thing is, that's me. So, you know, none of my staff have the passwords to my Instagram account, my Twitter account, or my Facebook account.
Well, that's cool.
So what you see is
you.
Me. Right.
Right. So let me ask you this right now. What's the biggest deal that you're working on right now? What are you most passionate about? It is about guns?
Well, for the time being, yes, because it's a very timely issue, and it's working in conjunction with what Congress and the bill that just came out of committee for the background checks, and there's about seven other cities or states that are challenging the existing law, and I wouldn't say in a coordinated effort, but there are national organizations that have offered legal assistance and legal advice.
You think you can do this?
I think it's worth trying.
Okay.
We haven't tried since Jack Wagner was the president of city council and passed a bill that would have outlawed certain types of assault weapons, as he said back then. I carried one in Vietnam. I know what it can do. And it's been a while since we've challenged it. It's gone the other way in the state. We've asked for help. We've lobbied. Cities all over the state have lobbied. Philadelphia has challenged three times, and the only thing that we've gotten from the state through that sort of action has been negative. So we have to, instead of playing defense, play some offense, and I'm very proud to have a courageous council that's willing to do it, and I'm going to be supportive of it.
Hey, if your bill passes, can people still carry concealed carry permits in the city?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's it only affects a certain type of weapon and a very limited type of ammunition that we believe in a dense urban environment does not provide domestic tranquility, but actually the opposite. It's very different if you live in a rural area and you want to go out back and target shoot and be able to teach your son or daughter how to, and then being able to have that, right? Then when you're walking on downtown Pittsburgh, when somebody sees somebody with the AR-15 strapped to their shoulder, their immediate reaction is to call the police. And we have to recognize that. We're not taking away anyone's Second Amendment right. We're working within it to limit what provides not only fear but danger in a dense urban environment. and we respect the right of people who live with outside of our city's borders the same rights to be able to carry an assault rifle on your shoulder if you wish. But we should have the ability to protect the protected rights through the Constitution of our residents, which is guaranteed in the preamble,
right,
which provides through the entire Constitution, and ensuring domestic tranquility.
And this all comes, obviously, from Tree of Life, and I get it. I mean, it's our neighbors. You and I live just blocks away. I totally get it.
It's also the constant beat. You know, I will never forget that the first person who was murdered when I was elected in 2014, and his name is Frederick Douglass. And I never will forget the day that I met his mom and how I told her that I'll never forget her son, and that she now has started her own nonprofit to help victims' families. The young man who died in Homewood was an honor student in Alderdice who was 2 years away from going to college. There was absolutely nothing sinister going on. He was just playing video games, and a stray bullet came through a window and took his life.
Yeah, but don't you agree that it's not necessarily the guns that kill, it's the people who kill?
It's both.
I mean, but it's people with, I mean, it's people.
Yeah,
it's people.
I realize that, but, you know, it's not the cars that kill, it's the people that drive the cars.
True.
But that's why we have registration. That's why we have tests in order to be able to drive an automobile. That's why you have to have insurance. That's why we created things like airbags and safety belts. The idea that you can't do anything to a gun, that the gun has all the rights and the people don't, is not... You can't find any other industry in this country. Imagine if we were doing this with bakeries and the state was creating laws that any legislator that came up with a law against bakeries will have criminal charges placed against them. It is so ridiculous.
Before we lose you, though, do you ever get, does it ever tire you? Do you ever get a moment where, for you personally, you've had enough, you just want to get out and breathe and just be Mr. Anonymous and not this guy who's the lightning rod? Do you ever get tired of it?
To be honest with you, yes, yeah. Lately. Those first 4 years, Kevin Acklin almost killed me. He had me in the schedule that was absolutely insane. Having worked with Dan before, Dan knows how far he can push my limits. I have no problem working long weeks, weekends, nights, and everything else. But I've been getting, you know, just, I'm 54 now, and I guess, you know.
Most people get gray hair. You just got a gray beard. Dang it.
Yeah. That's the Peduto thing.
I like it.
That was my dad. That was my brother, and
we're so grateful to have you on, and we hope that we can get you back. Don't be such a stranger, man.
No. It's all good, and just let Tim know, and at any time, of course, especially when issues like this that will affect people.
Yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, let's. I appreciate the opportunity to at least get one side of it out.